time with and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, it's your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 29th of September. Oh man, it's almost over with this month. 2015, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, so all those analysts, they came out and said, it ain't going to be possible. Apple's just over-expecting and blah, 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 blah. There's no way they're going to sell over 10 million iPhones this time. Well, I guess Tim Cook's probably leaning back in his chair at Apple right now, probably going, ha, 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 oh, you were wrong. Yeah, they've sold about 13 million new iPhones over the last weekend. Holy moly. Actually, Tim Cook said in a statement,
sales have blew past any previous first weekend sales results in Apple's history.
Okay, so how did Apple manage to sell 3 million more this time than last year? One word. China. Yes, remember iPhone 6 and 6 Plus? Yeah, they didn't get released at the same time in China. They had to wait a little bit to get those phones, which made no sense when the phones were actually made there. So other than having a huge promotional campaign on these things, the iPhone 6S was launched in China and the US and in Europe all at the same time. Now, of course, as with any sales figures, Apple does not break down which one sold more, the Plus or not the Plus, or which country sold more here or sold more there. No. They're just going to sit back and gloat right now that they've sold 13 million freaking iPhones over the last 3 days. GoPros. Yeah, I love those things, don't you? You gotta have a little bit of extra cash to get them, don't you? Especially you want the ones with a lot of bells and whistles. Maybe not so much anymore. Because GoPro has unveiled a very low-cost action camera with, yes, Wi-Fi. Now, before, you'd have to pay about $300 plus to get a lot of those extra bells and whistles, but now you're going to be at $100 less. That's going to get you Wi-Fi and even Bluetooth. The new camera called the Hero Plus will also get you a lovely upgrade of 60 frames per second, 1080p video, and your still shooting is going to go from 5 megapixels all the way up to 8 megapixels. Got $200 burning a hole in your pocket right now? Well, you're not going to have to wait too long. The GoPro Hero Plus will hit store shelves starting October 4th. Oh, Google, 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 Google. Ah, we knew this was coming. This is what you get when you use free stuff. You got a Google email address, yeah? Do you use it a lot for, I don't know, purchases, say Amazon or, you know, anywhere really? Well, yeah, Google's soon going to let those advertisers tap into one of the most lucrative types of ad targeting, your email address. Oh, no. Yes, Google's rolling out a new search tool called Customer Match. That's going to let advertisers use a list of email addresses to target, users across Google services. So how will this technique exactly work? Well, you're only going to need to be logged into your Google account, which we pretty much all of us are about 24/7, aren't we? Yeah. And that account you're logged into, if you've given that retailer that email address, they're going to be able to target you with, say you bought a bike or something. So would you like some new tires with that bike? Or how about a nice new shiny horn on top? Now, Google's saying the individual email addresses are anonymous through Customer Match. Yeah. This means companies won't be able to create personalized profiles of individuals. Nah, they're just compiling a list with that email address and learning everything about what you buy. Think I might start looking for a new email provider today. How about you? In other Google news, why not? Let's just stick with them. Bless their little heart, they're going to start giving Wi-Fi to 400 train stations across India. And they're also promising to cover the busiest 100 stations, by 2016. Now, the project will initially be free, of course, but has a long-term goal of being self-sustainable. Google went on to say that this will rank as the largest public Wi-Fi project in India, and definitely among the largest in the world. And yes, our BTN listeners in India, are you thinking, it's probably just going to be some cheap, slow Wi-Fi? No. It will actually be faster than what most people have in India right now. It'll actually allow travelers to stream HD video on demand. Hey, all in all, this looks pretty good. Till I was thinking about that story I just told you about the email addresses and tracking you. Never mind. And finally, we go from India to the London. You remember that song? Yeah, there's an interesting thing going around in Australia right now, and this is going to focus all of our Australian listeners that are on Facebook, which is probably a lot of you. You ever have that thing where you're just freaking mad at somebody? You know what? I'm unfriending you. I hate you, man. And a lot of those times, our friends are actually our coworkers. Well, before you hit that unfriend button, you might want to think about this. Australia's Fair Work Commission has determined that an administrator's decision to unfriend a fellow employee on Facebook is actually constituted evidence evidence of being bullied. Yes, bullied. You heard me correctly. It's actually helped demonstrated in the lack of emotional maturity involved with harassment. So as a result, the victim now has the order to actually stop you being mean to them. Yes, unfriending them, bullying them. Which they say could trigger anxiety, depression, sleeping disorders, the list goes on and on. Oh man, is this where we're going as a society? Can't be. Surely this has got to be lawyer talk here. In any case, if you're down in Australia, you're starting to get a lot less friend requests. You may now know why. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website, check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the shows over there. Check out The Big Show, The Mac Show, The Pocket Show, The Guitar Show, The Gamer Show, and so many others. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Hump Day edition. Yes, your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, even probably all those stupid laws the lawyers are thinking up right now. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you as always for listening.